Welcome.
Hello. This is Wesley Snipes. And when I'm going to get tuned in, tuned up, and not tuned out, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell, Health and Sciences Show on BBSRadio.com. Mary had a little lamb, Mary had a little lamb, and went off to the Pleiades. Woo!
Welcome to What's Ailing America with your host, Dr. Rebecca Carlin, the world's only court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases.
Okay, and welcome back to another edition of What's Ailing America. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by BBS Radio, its staff or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely teaching you what I would do if I were you after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced diseases, please go to the www.drcarly.com and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I transformed from a trauma surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune disease, seizures, or cancer, and teach you how to reverse these conditions with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and create your individual protocols based solely on history alone. You do not need to travel to North Carolina to see me in person. Please call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week to learn how I do consults. My phone number is also on my website. I ask you to consider the information I share with you using your own innate intelligence, the common sense you were all given by your Creator. Do not believe anything I tell you. Check things out for yourself, for we have been lied to about everything, and each person must develop the ability to discern the truth for themselves if we are to extricate ourselves from the matrix of darkness that has evolved because we sat by and did nothing. My guests and I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in. You can use your first name only if you like, and all shows are archived. The numbers to call in are listed on the BBSRadio.com website, Station 2, and include the following. Toll-free USA and Canada, 888-228-4494. Toll-free worldwide, 877-489-6350. You can also use Skype at BBS Radio or PalTalk at BBSRadio_com. Every week I will answer the question, What's Ailing America?, with a different response, as well as share the good news as to what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, for awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware that we have been lied to about everything, including the fact that vaccines are good when they are actually inoculations with disease, and thus are the true weapons of mass destruction causing all autoimmune diseases and cancer, together we will be able to stop this holocaust on the health of people and pets. That truth, when put on top of the mountain of lies upon which this country is built, will cause the entire mountain of lies to crumble. It is time for everyone with a conscience to realize that if you don't stand up for the truth, you will fall for any lies. I can only show you the door. You have to walk through it. The question is, how far down the rabbit hole are you willing to go? Do not be afraid, for the truth shall set us free. And as the weak-willed puppets of darkness are being made visible to the public eye through shows such as this, the once feeble calls for cease and desist are becoming the roaring outcry, which will bring about the evolution of consciousness necessary to change everything. The next step in human evolution is to take responsibility for our lives and those in our care, to live in a sacred way, to do unto others in our earth as we would want done to ourselves. Please spread the word about these broadcasts, and remember, as Voltaire said, we are not only responsible for what we do, but also for what we don't do. And as Einstein said, the world is a dangerous place, not because of those who do evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. On tonight's show, we will answer the question, what's healing America? And the answer is Total Amino Solution, an excellent product that we're going to tell you about. But before I bring on our guests, I want to just give a couple quick updates in regards to past shows. The show that we did about fetal tissues being used for vaccines, you heard the woman, Donna Holman, who was arrested for speaking the truth to young women who were going into an abortion clinic for abortions as to what their aborted fetuses would be used for, i.e. to make vaccines. I just want to let you know that she was, in fact, sent to jail, and her potential release date is February 14th, Valentine's Day. So just letting you all know what you're paying your taxes for, to jail this 72-year-old woman who was alerting young women as to the fact that their dead babies would be used to make vaccines. I also just want to read quickly an email that I got from a woman named Mary, who is a employee at a VA hospital. And she writes that she has noticed that the administration is absolutely rabid this year about employees receiving their flu shot. At least once a week for the past 3 months, I receive an email begging me to get the flu vaccine and enticing me with such bribery as being enrolled in a raffle where I could win a DVD player or some other nonsensical thing. Even though I requested an opt-out from these annoying messages, I still get them. I spoke to a friend of mine who works for a county hospital in New York, and she told me the same thing is going on there. And in fact, in yesterday's edition of the Charlotte Observer, they actually had a supplemental advertisement which says, influenza, get vaccinated, yes, we're talking to you. And it's got a picture of a doctor, an older black woman, and a little baby, and then a blank spot that says, your face here. So you have to wonder, folks, why are they pushing the flu vaccine to the extent they are? I will answer the question because they're wanting to get some kind of a problem going. The bird flu vaccine has already been licensed, and there's no way to differentiate clinically between the bird flu and the regular flu. So if they can get enough people sick, they can use the excuse to start the bird flu vaccine going, which has already been licensed. That will cause the bird flu pandemic. That will give them an excuse to put us into martial law. And President Bush has already written an executive order that there will be no elections in November if we're in martial law. So it's extremely important, folks, for you to spread the word about the fact that the inoculations are causing the disease. Please tell people to look at my website so they can educate themselves as to the truth of this fact and help us stop this bird flu pandemic. And let's all just say no. Lastly, I just want to mention, as Dr. Ott was on our show last week talking about the fact that the flu vaccine has MSG in it, which we have to, of course, ask ourselves the question, why are they putting monosodium glutamate in a vaccine that is shot up our nose? Obviously, we don't care whether or not it tastes delicious. And very synchronicity-wise, I just happened to get a email from a doctor of osteopathy who wrote me the question asking as to if the flu vaccine could possibly cause COPD, which stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, because she has seen a huge jump in this disease and no real reason for it. And that's when the light bulb went off in my brain, and I realized that the MSG, in fact, is causing a tenderization, if you want to call it that, of the lungs. As Dr. Ott discussed, the meat tenderizer Accent, if you remember those commercials from many years ago, they would tell us that by sprinkling this Accent, i.e. monosodium glutamate, on our meat, we would tenderize our meat. Well, now they're shooting it up people's noses, and they're doing the same thing to the lungs as they're doing to the meat, i.e. breaking down the walls of those alveoli, and I am convinced that this is, in fact, causing this massive increase in chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So appears that there is a conspiracy afoot here, folks, to cause more than just disease. We're talking long-term, chronically problematic, potentially fatal diseases, and this is a big problem. Okay, now for some good news tonight. On tonight's show, we're going to have two guests on. The first guest is a chiropractor by the name of Dr. Dan Smith, who works with adults and children in the fields of chiropractic healing, sports medicine, and nutritional counseling. After years of study of the true nature of self, he has adopted a deep belief in living an organic and holistic lifestyle. He believes that the ultimate means to achieving inner peace include both optimal health and mind-body balance, which has led to inception of Genesa Incorporated and its revolutionary new healthcare products. He is proud to associate himself with nutritional experts and product co-inventors Julia Ross, M.A., and Dr. Tim Cuss. Dr. Dan incorporates his pure living principles into his chiropractic practice and personal work. Genesa Organic Orchard, a two-acre certified farm in El Dorado County, California, is one of his personal favorites. Among other ideas in the works, the orchard may one day become a home to research and educational center for advanced development of organic, high antioxidant, and anti-inflammatory foods. And the name Genesa means unlimited potential new beginnings. So that's a wonderful name for a product for sure. For a company, I'm sorry. Okay, and our other guest, Dr. Timothy Cuss, received his BA in psychology from Urbana University, attended graduate school in psychology at Wright State University, has a BS, MS, and PhD in nutrition science from the American Holistic College of Nutrition, and also became a certified in naturopathy as an ND from Bernardine University. He is with the American Association of Nutritional Consultants, attained CNC certification, Certified Nutritional Consultant. He is the co-founder of Infinity Health Systems in Littleton, Colorado, a nutrition and dietary consulting and education services. He maintains a private nutrition and dietary counseling practice. He's also a provider of educational classes and seminars on a wide variety of health topics, including nutrition, diet, health enhancement, and general wellness. He's a clinical nutritionist with 20-plus years' experience residing in Centennial, Colorado. He maintains a private consulting practice working with both doctors and patients, recommending specific therapeutic nutrition programs. He designs broad-based dietary and nutritional programs to optimize health and prevent disease. He's the author of A Guidebook to Clinical Nutrition for the Health Professional, and boy, is a book like that ever needed, and Therapeutic Nutrition Reference, and numerous health articles. He's founder and director of Infinity Health, a well-respected supplier of nutritional and herbal supplements to health professionals. He's also served as nutrition director for Recovery Systems, a clinic using diet and nutrients to aid recovery from addictive lifestyles. He has lectured widely and has made numerous radio appearances. He also formulates, produces, and distributes supplements for the nutrition industry. So are you both there, Dr. Smith and Dr. Katz?
Yes, Dr. Smith is here in Alamo, California. Hello, Dr. Carley.
Hello, Dr. Smith. And Dr. Katz, are you there?
Yes, indeed, from beautiful Colorado.
Welcome to the show. Okay, I have a few questions that I want to ask you to educate our listeners as to your wonderful product. And I just want to say the reason I'm doing this show is because I now have incorporated this product, Total Amino Solution, into my Hippocrates protocol. I was using another product previously. Actually, it's a product called Balance One. I mention it because it's talked about in some of the testimonials on my website. But I changed to this Total Amino Solution because of the amazing results that I myself have had using this product because, of course, one of the biggest problems that I have is occasional depression, especially at the holidays, because of what the medical mafia has done to me because of my work, including kidnapping my only child and keeping him away from me for going on 5 years now. And after trying this product myself and giving it to some of my friends, actually, especially a couple that has a very severe case of fibromyalgia that hasn't started detoxing yet and doing my protocol, the results that they both experienced were truly amazing. So I'm not getting any kickbacks, folks, for promoting this product. I just want you to note that. I'm telling you about this because there is such a need for a product such as this, especially in this day where so many individuals are being addicted to psychiatric drugs. And this is a very big problem, and I get calls every day from people that are so addicted. I mean, this can actually destroy your life. And a woman by the name of Lynn Michaels, actually, if you're on my update list, I've sent you all a YouTube video of an appearance that she had recently on Fox News, which was a miracle in itself, telling about what psychiatrics did to her. Psychiatric drugs, basically destroying her life, ruining her marriage, ruining her profession, and keeping her sick for 8 years. So this is a very big problem, especially now that so many children as young as 2 years old are being put on these psychiatric drugs. It's unbelievable. So I'm giving you this information, and we're going to tell you how you can check out this product yourself after we ask the questions. And I encourage all of you to try this because this is truly a miracle and this could change your life. And that's how strongly I feel about this product. But before I ask you the questions, Dr. Cuss and Dr. Smith, I understand that you each have your own white coat story. And I was wondering if you would just share with our listeners whatever you'd like to share because I also want individuals to hear as many situations as possible for you to all realize that you're going to the doctors and nothing good is happening. As a matter of fact, you're just getting sicker, that this is the way it is, folks. The doctors don't have any clue what they're doing. It's getting worse and worse all the time, and it's really important for you to do natural things. With my protocol, a total amino solution is only a small part of the protocol. I also teach you how to detox with homeopathy, alkalinize, and take other supplements to repair the damage that's been done. But whatever you want to do, including eating a good diet, a good organic diet, it's very important that you wean yourself off the white coats because they are causing the biggest epidemic of disease and death in the world today, and it's really, really sad how that's working out. So if one of you or both of you would like to just tell our listeners what you've experienced in terms of, quote-unquote, traditional medical care, because I'm sure that probably had something to do with why you're doing what you're doing today.
Yeah, Tim, why don't you go ahead first and share what your story was?
Well, in college, I was in my second year of college, actually at Ohio State University, and I came down with mono, and mononucleosis, and was basically just a tired slug. It's a new experience for myself, as I'd been very active and energetic and just lacked vitality, and basically went through the medical protocol and just found myself drained and lethargic, not able to study and kind of keep with my studies, etc. So I then realized, you know, there's got to be another answer here, and started looking at alternative approaches to health and healing, including nutrition and herbs. And basically in my reading found, indeed, there were some tremendous answers that did greatly increase my vitality, energy, and I was back even better than before in terms of energy and vitality. So, but it took the alternative approach to bring that about.
Yes, and I just want to say, isn't it funny how it's called alternative? I mean, eventually people are going to realize that it's called alternative because that's what the medical mafia labeled these natural therapies. And in actuality, it's the only way to go, in my opinion. Their stuff is the non-helpful and possibly sickening-causing alternatives. And, of course, I just want to mention that Epstein-Barr virus, which causes mononucleosis, is one of the most common contaminants of vaccinations. Although they call it the kissing disease and they blame young people kissing for contracting this problem, in fact, I'm sure that in most cases it's actually but one of many viruses given by vaccines. But if you could just mention, when you said that they treated you, what do the white coats treat people with for mono these days, or back when you were in college? I mean, as far as I know, it's basically just supportive. What were they doing for you?
Well, it was antibiotics, which,
really?
Of course, you know, as we know, didn't deal with the causative factor.
So you're one of many people who went to a white coat that had a viral problem, and the idiot gave you an antibiotic, of course, not realizing that that would not do anything except for give you a yeast infection and create superbugs.
Unfortunately, that was the approach taken.
Okay. All right, Dr. Smith, what about you? Have you had any, situations with the medical mafia that you would care to share with our listeners?
You know, I was in college myself for probably the first situation that I dealt with, which was I was in a car accident, and this may sound kind of, you know, just totally a mechanical injury situation that occurred to me, which it was, a grade 2 sprain to my neck. But at the time, I was a college-level basketball player on scholarship, and it meant everything for me to get back in to play. And I had gone to the orthopedic after this car accident, and they put me in a neck brace and right in the middle of the season. And I called my dad in California, and said, you know, you ought to maybe go check out a chiropractor. And lo and behold, I went in, saw the chiropractor. Two adjustments later, I was back on the court playing basketball, and I learned that if I had kept the brace on for the 10 days that they wanted me to have it on, that would have resulted in scar tissue and adhesions into the neck. So I was just grateful that I was able to see a chiropractor, get my neck in alignment, and balance my brain and nervous system. But that was like stage one, and then I've gone 20 years, you know, helping people in, quote, alternative medicine, and seeing it every day where I help people with chiropractic. And, you know, when people's nervous system and their innate capacities are opened up, it's really, really beautiful to watch how much healing can take place, and they can get their feet back on the ground many times without medication. One other issue.
So basically that experience was instrumental in you becoming a chiropractor yourself, correct?
Yeah, it opened the doors for me to become a chiropractor. My grade point average went from like a floating 2.5 to a 3.8 GPA just out of the passion that I had.
Wow.
Learning.
And I just want to mention that I had a very similar experience, if you listen to my interview with the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance, as you did. Only unfortunately for me, I didn't have a medical student whisper in my ear that I should go to a chiropractor until about 4 weeks or 4 months that I'd been in a neck brace. So by the time that occurred, I was pretty much a rusted pipe. And unfortunately, that didn't lead me into chiropractic school. I was already headed for medical school, but there's a reason for everything, and I know that this is what I'm supposed to be doing now. And as I always explain to all my clients, the main causes for nervous system dysfunction are, of course, subluxation, which is what the chiropractors deal with, demyelination, which is caused by vaccinations, which is what my protocol deals with, and not having enough of the basics for neurotransmitters, which is what your wonderful product deals with. So that's a perfect lead-in for us to tell the listeners about the product. And let me just make sure I mention the product now in terms of ordering, because usually once we get going, we lose track of time. And as I said, folks, I could not recommend this product more strongly. I'm recommending it to all my clients now, or teaching my clients about it. Of course, I don't practice medicine, but telling everybody about this product. If you have any issues at all, including hypoglycemia and moodiness, low serotonin conditions such as stress, anxiety, pain, insomnia, fibromyalgia, low endorphin conditions such as chronic physical and emotional pain, and addiction recovery, eating disorders, food allergies, recovery from surgery or soft tissue injury. So, of course, this makes it ideal for sports enthusiasts and bodybuilders, and low protein consumption, people that are vegetarians and vegans who don't like to eat protein. This is a wonderful way for them to get the amino acids that they need to construct the different neurotransmitters that their body needs. So you can order from the Infinity Health Company. Their hotline is 800-733-9293. That's 800-733-9293. Dr. Daniel Smith can be reached, if you have any questions for him, at dsmith, that's D-S-M-I-T-H, at genisaliving.com. And their website is www.genisaliving.com. That's G-E-N-E-S-A. Living, all one word, .com. And as a special offer for listeners to the show, new clients who want to order Total Amino Solution and or other amino acid supplements will receive a free copy of the best-selling book, The Mood Cure by Dr. By Julia Ross. The Mood Cure by Julia Ross. And this free copy of The Mood Cure will be shipped with your order. And they're asking for you to call 800-733-9293 by Monday, the 28th of January, to receive this free offer. And I could not more strongly recommend Julia Ross's book, The Mood Cure. I also have her book, The Addiction Cure. And they have DVDs that you can get of seminars that are talking about this. Julia Ross is obviously a very important individual and getting the word out about the dangers of psychiatric drugs and giving people hope that they truly can get off these drugs. Because, as I was saying, once you're addicted to these poisons, it can actually be a life-threatening situation to get off them. As a matter of fact, there's an epidemic of suicide occurring from people that are on these drugs and also once they try to get off the drugs. So, my first question for either of you is if you could please inform our listeners as to what are amino acids.
Go ahead, Dan.
Whoever wants the answer.
Well, amino acids are become to us in a U.S. pharmaceutical grade free-formed amino acids. That's how we get them here in the United States. And there's 22 amino acids that build up protein. And what we know now is that these amino acids are the building blocks to not only just the nervous system, to the neurotransmitters in the nervous system, but they're the primary building blocks, materials for the immune system, for every cell in the body, the bone. They're the building blocks for digestive enzymes in your gut. The list goes on. And as Tim relayed to me several years ago, is that protein is life itself. And this is why we work with these amino acids in a full-spectrum low-dose blend and then also in a high-dose singular or maybe two or three amino acids put together in one formula is to have a very specific effect. And in my case, to have an impact on the nervous system and on the brain.
And I just want to mention that's one reason that I love your product so much, because there's so many people that are taking individual amino acids. And as you said, there's 22 that are essential. So, you know, it can be like a very expensive proposition, not to mention a big pill-popping, swallowing a session if you're going to take all these products individually. So I was thrilled to find that there is such a product, you know, that has all of them together, because as you state on your website, next to water, protein makes up the greatest portion of your body's weight. And if people aren't getting enough protein in their diet, not to mention the correct protein, and if they have any digestive abnormalities that prevents them from digesting their protein intake down to the amino acid level, of course, this is going to be a problem for them in many ways. Okay, before we get to the next question, I think we have a caller on the line. Is there a caller there? Hello?
Dr. Carly?
Yes?
Oh, it's Lynn Michaels.
Hello, Lynn. Congratulations on your appearance on Fox News. That was a miracle, and as I wrote in my blast, Fox News, it was either last year or the year before, actually was in court involving them having the right to lie to their viewers. So for you to get an appearance on Fox News to talk about the dangers of psych drugs is just proof positive to me that things are turning around. So congratulations. You did a great job.
Thank you. Well, Douglas Kennedy knows. He knows. So he's doing what he can to expose the truth. But I also want to endorse Total Amino Solutions. It's incredible, and I learned about it from you and, of course, became friends now with Dr. Smith. And I'm also right now out at Alternative to Med Center where they're using Total Amino Solution, and you want to be talking with Lyle, who founded this center that deals with nutrition to get people safely off of these psychotropic medications, which are, as you said, so lethal to come off of. It's just unbelievable.
Yes, and if I could just mention, because obviously a lot of people don't have the ability to travel to a place where they can actually stay to be under somebody's constant watch to do this, or they don't have the funds or whatever, I want to mention your outstanding website, Tapering. Is it tapersafely.org or taperingsafely.org?
It's tapersafely.org. However, I must say that now that I have uncovered what it takes to get off these drugs, mm-hmm. the best thing that I can do is give people accurate information on how incredibly dangerous it is and yeah. how careful they have to be in doing so.
Yeah.
There are no quick fixes. It takes a year or two. I mean, it's very dangerous.
Well, I want to say it depends on how long you've been on the drugs and how many drugs that you're on. And it also depends on how sensitive you are. As we've discussed, you're one of the most sensitive people I've ever seen. It's very difficult for you to detox at all. So I wouldn't make that general statement that it takes at least a year. It takes different people different amounts of time. But it is key for them to realize before they just accept that prescription and go and fill it and start popping these pills that this is a life-altering decision that they're making. And the white coats never tell them that this is a drug that's going to make you so addicted that it could actually threaten your very life if you try to go off it.
Right. You can get off it in a faster period of time than a year, but what I meant is to recover.
Yeah,
can
yes,
easily take a
that.
Year or two. And some mm-hmm. people do not recover once they get off. They have permanent brain damage.
And that's why they have to learn about Total Amino Solution, because this is so important in terms of you know, helping their brain to recover and giving it the nutrients that the brain needs.
Lynn, Dr. Smith, how is Lyle Murphy, the founder of Alternative to Med Center in San Francisco, how does he use Total Amino Solution with his patient care?
I'm actually here to answer that question if you'd like.
That's Dr. Carly. Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Did you want me to talk? This is Lyle from the Alternative to Med Center.
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, I have lots more questions to ask them about the product, but sure. Go ahead and mention how you use it.
Well, what we use the aminos for in the total amino solution is that recognizing that neurotransmitters are very special proteins, and those special proteins being synthesized by aminos, we feel it's absolutely instrumental that a person has the availability of free aminos so that they can properly synthesize and acquire the neurotransmitter balance that they need to have mood stability.
Yes.
So
that's
in
the same
conjunction
reason I
with
recommend Go ahead.
In conjunction with medication tapering and a whole foods diet, we also supplement them with total amino solution so that they can come off of these psych meds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
And as I said, it is ideal if people can afford it and if they can take time off to travel and all of that. If you can go to a place where you can actually be watched 24/7 and have somebody there to talk to at all times, because this can be very traumatic. So I'm so glad that there are places like that for people to go. And I know a man had called me a couple of weeks ago that actually told me he was ready to get in his car and drive into a brick wall because he was so suicidal from being on all these drugs. And Lynn was kind enough to talk to him for me because it was a desperate situation. You know, I don't have a quick fix like that, and people can't come to stay here. I don't have a center yet, although that's my ultimate goal. And I know Lynn was kind enough to refer him to your center so that, you know, it's really important, especially for people that are in the crisis mode, to have a place like that to go, because I'm sure that you're very, you know, capable of dealing with people that are in that crisis situation.
Indeed. And we also have another function that we use the total amino for is when people go through our sauna, we're giving them a lot of niacin to help start the detoxification process.
Mm-hmm.
And we use a total amino solution to complete that process so that they can have the what are called the phase two methylation products available so that the toxin can convert from being fat-soluble into something that's water-soluble and therefore excreted.
Excellent.
So,
and I'm just curious, has the medical mafia given you any problems yet?
No. In fact, I was invited to be on the Board of Mental Health, San Francisco Board of Mental Health. So in some way I'm being embraced. I think it just happens to be the city I'm in is very receptive to this sort of movement.
Well, that is fantastic. See, there's another sign. See, eventually, due to demands by the people, if this is going to be a grassroots movement, the people are going to have to demand that they are allowed to take natural supplements and that they're not going to accept this codex situation. And, of course, now we have different presidential candidates running for office. For example, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, both of whom have as part of their platform that they're going to mandate that everyone have medical insurance. So this is yet another hammer that they're going to try to use to force people to go down the medical route. So I'm convinced that eventually all this is going to change, because once we reach critical mass, once enough people have died from their quote-unquote treatments, and once enough people have been healed with the natural things that have caused, of course, I was taught in medical school, gives you nothing but expensive urine. Once we reach that critical mass, it's going to be amazing what happens. And it's a very exciting time to be alive, and I'm so glad that all of you are each doing your part to help people, because this is such an important area that people need help with. I mean, if you, like Lynn described on her Fox News interview, it wasn't so much the depression she was in that led her to take the drugs that was the problem. It was the drugs themselves that destroyed her life, and that's not acceptable.
And we have diagnostic proof that we're getting results. I mean, it's not just no one can say we're providing someone with expensive urine. I mean, we're actually changing their neurochemistry, and
right.
That's why we take the brain chemistry test. It's not even so much for we pretty much know what's going on from personality testing, but it's a tool and it's something that the medics can look at and say, damn, you know, the medications weren't working. I mean,
right.
We often talk about people that have serotonin of zero.
Wow.
And through using aminos, you know, we bring that back into a normal range. So
that is very good that you are able to do that testing to validate what you're saying, because, of course, unless there is a test to validate it, the white coats, the quote-unquote scientists, their famous line is to always say it's just a coincidence. It always amazes me. You can have a million people giving a testimony as to, for example, that my protocol has helped them or whatever the case may be. But if you don't have numbers for them to crunch, they're going to say it's just anecdotal evidence and that it's just a coincidence, you know. I always tell my clients, these doctors would rather hear that you went to a prayer service and had, you know, hands-on healing done than to believe that homeopathy works, because that is definitely a challenge to their livelihood.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, well, I want to thank you so much for both of you coming on. I want to get into some more questions so that the people realize how important these amino acids and the supplement is. So the next question I have for either of you is, what does total brain wellness mean and encompass?
Go over, Dan.
Well, I think we should both respond to that. In my brief response to what total brain wellness means is, I look at it like this. We're in the 80s and 90s, we were all very familiar with menopause. In the 90s, we started hearing a term called andropause, and I was in my late 30s, and I said, you know, in my own mind's eye, andropause does not exist. And now I'm 50, and andropause exists. And there's a new buzzword now. It's called cognopause. And cognopause is the slowing down of the brain. And so my perspective of brain wellness, and as a healthcare practitioner, is to do everything in my means in a natural way to slow down the effects of cognopause on individuals. And there's many, many, many things we can do. We are in a new era, and I think a product like Total Amino Solution and other products that Infinity Health has, you can order through Infinity Health in Tim Koos's office in Colorado. These products are designed for the modern person. And the modern new era person is under a lot more different types of stresses, chemical stresses, pollutions in the air, the effects of global warming we don't even know, just pesticides, soaps and detergents, all these little things that we shouldn't even have to be having a discussion about if these corporations would have done their homework and made products that wouldn't have these impacts on us. So brain wellness, to me, though, is the utilization of, in my mind's eye, of amino acids, other nutritional products like fish oils. To me, electrolytes are extremely important, that people take electrolytes like you can get in emergency
mm-hmm.
or other Elacer products, and a very high-quality multivitamin. And some of these basic materials are just requirements for the new modern person to prevent what I call or slow down the effects of cognopause. What do you have to say, Tim?
Well, I agree completely. And, you know, it's just fascinating to understand that the human body is unable to synthesize 10 of these amino acids, the so-called essential aminos, which only way we can derive them is by the food that we consume and or supplementation. And if even just one of the 10 is missing, then degradation of the body proteins occurs to some extent. And, of course, we see this in muscle tissue as well as in the brain, the neurotransmitters, the neurons, individual brain cells. If they aren't getting the nutrients required, then we see brain atrophy and actual degradation of the neuron cells, which can lead to some of the cognitive issues that we know as Alzheimer's, et cetera. So it's highly critical to supply all of these key aminos, and this is what Total Amino Solution is. It has the 22 essential and so-called non-essential, although we think they're all essential, along with the key cofactors, the B vitamins, and minerals to support the uptake, absorption, and utilization of the resident aminos. And when that is true, when those are provided, this is why we see the remarkable improvements in people who are on psychotropic drugs and other medications, because they're getting the true nutrients required. It's interesting that there are an estimated 100,000 proteins found in the human body that are constructed from these 22 different amino acids. And so this is indeed going back to life itself, as Dr. Smith mentioned earlier.
Yes, and I just wanted to mention that a term, I never heard that term before, cognopause, that's a very good term, but what a lot of people say when they have a momentary lapse in memory or inability to be fluid in their speech or whatever, they'll use that term senior moment. And I'm sure you've both heard that, and it becomes almost a joke. People say, oh, I just had a senior moment, as though anybody that's a senior is expected to have decrease in cognition. And that's what is so important for people to realize. You do not have to have these problems with memory and ability to speak fluidly and all of these different things that we're basically seeing around us every day, largely as a result of elderly people taking so many drugs and being toxic with aluminum, which is also involved with Alzheimer's and all these things. You can maintain your mental capacities well into your old age, but you need to have the building blocks to do so, as well as be able to detoxify yourself from the poisons, especially the heavy metals that also interfere with thought processes. But I just want to also underline what you said in terms of non-essential amino acids for the listeners to realize that it's not that they're not essential, it's just that the body is able to synthesize them without them coming from the outside, correct?
Exactly correct.
Okay, great. And if one of you could answer the questions, because that was actually one of the questions I was going to ask next, what should people look for in an amino acid supplement? I guess you kind of just answered that, but if you could just go into more detail.
Tim, you're the expert there.
Okay, all right. So, well, it's interesting. When Dr. Smith came to me, this is about 3 years ago now, about looking to found his company and come out with a base product, a foundational product that basically would be helpful to human health. So I immediately thought of, well, you know, there's a void in the marketplace. You know, we have amino acid supplements. However, we do not have a full deck. We do not have any supplement available at the time that contains all of the essential aminos, including the most important of all, which sometimes is called the sunshine nutrient, L-tryptophan. And this is basically a huge void in the market. We had been using supplements that had many different amino acids in it, but always without L-tryptophan. And we were finding that actually in many cases, these, although they were helpful, they did not help serotonin. In fact, often decreased serotonin levels inadvertently because of the lack of the L-tryptophan. So this is when we went and basically began to produce this formula called Total Amino Solution that supplies all the essentials, including L-tryptophan. And this has made all the difference in terms of how well it helps people who are having, you know, all the various symptoms of serotonin deficiency, you know, with sleep disorders, low self-esteem, obsessive thinking, winter blues, PMS, irritability, rage, heat intolerance, panic phobias, you know, various cravings, night owls, insomnia, anxiety, et cetera, et cetera. So this formula with L-tryptophan is just hugely important in helping to reestablish overall health.
And I just want
to
mention
that,
it's a perfect example of the lack of logic of the white coats, that realizing how important serotonin is in terms of all these different areas that you mentioned, rather than recommending to their patients that they take a product such as this that would allow serotonin to be metabolized and created in the amounts that the body needs, that they would come up with these serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which basically the point of those drugs is to just keep the serotonin around and prevent the nerve terminals from taking it up and therefore are keeping the synapses firing. So it's a perfect example of the insanity by which they do their things. And, of course, that's because, you know, they can't patent amino acids, but they can patent all their various pharmaceutical drugs. If you could just explain to the listeners in regards to tryptophan, what is the difference between L-tryptophan and 5-HTP, which is 5-hydroxytryptophan, because I know a lot of people are also taking 5-HTP as a supplement.
Well, the primary metabolic pathway is if you eat animal protein, let's say like turkey, and it has a high amount of L-tryptophan in it, that protein is broken down in your stomach and enters the bloodstream. When it enters the bloodstream, it's entering as amino acids. And one of them would be L-tryptophan. That L-tryptophan, actually over 90% of it exists in the gut lining itself and acts as a neurotransmitter for the gut lining for gut motility. But much of that L-tryptophan then is needed also primarily in the brain. And once it gets into the brain, the L-tryptophan along with vitamin B6 breaks into 5-HTP. The 5-HTP then breaks or transforms into serotonin. And then the end of that whole metabolic pathway is at night, the serotonin transforms into melatonin, which allows for deep, prolonged sleep. Many people can take the 5-HTP and get similar benefits, but I think many of us promote using the natural full metabolic pathway that, you know, the way nature uses it, from L-tryptophan to 5-HTP to serotonin to melatonin.
Oh, very excellent. And, of course, I was not taught all those details in medical school. What a surprise not. Okay, we're almost out of time. Could you please, or one of you, explain to the listeners if they should decide to order Total Amino Solution and decide to take it, how and when should they take it? How do they know that they're taking enough, etc.?
Well, it's important to take Total Amino Solution on an empty stomach, away from food. And the reason for that is that these are free-form amino acids. And if taken with food, they'll still work to some extent, but they don't work quite as well, quite as easily. When taken on an empty stomach, basically they're absorbed very quickly and are in the bloodstream in a matter of minutes, so that they can then be directed to the body as most important in terms of the brain, usually to help in cognitive function and all the various myriad activities that the brain has. So empty stomach, most important. We usually recommend taking them anywhere in the doses from 2 to as many as 6 at a time. Athletes will, to enhance physical performance, will often take a little higher dose, long runs, etc., to maintain blood sugar quality, blood sugar balance. This product, the average adult would probably be taking somewhere 3 to 4 at a time, once or twice a day, empty stomach, usually first thing in the morning, and then either mid-morning, mid-afternoon, or sometimes at night also. And that's the beauty of this, because you can take it at night, and it will not overstimulate or cause any issues in terms of reducing sleep. In fact, it enhances overall sleep and sleep quality.
And it's safe for children as well, correct?
Yes, it is, because these are the base proteins, you know, that the body requires, indeed.
Exactly, and we have so many children, vaccine-damaged children with all these neurological conditions such as autism and ADD and learning disabilities, dyslexia, etc. And, of course, what do the white coats do but put them on these various drugs, which, of course, are going to further deplete their neurotransmitters, especially the drugs that are, quote-unquote, uppers, the ones that are going to pretty much act like cocaine in the brain. And it's just amazing the stupidity of giving drugs such as this, because that's the reason that the children who are hyper become no longer hyper on these drugs, is because the brains are so stimulated to release all these neurotransmitters that basically they just deplete themselves. and they become zombies. And it's a totally insane way to deal with things, and that's why I'm recommending all my clients that have neurologically damaged children use this product as well, and I'm getting excellent responses from my clients. So we're actually out of time. I want to give out the ordering information one more time. The ordering hotline for Infinity Health is 800-733-9293. You can also go to genesaliving.com, G-E-N-E-S-A-Living.com. And also don't forget that they have offered this special deal where you can actually get a free copy of The Mood Cure by Julia Ross if you order your Total Amino Solution by January 28th. So I want to thank both of you so much for not only your work developing this wonderful product, but for coming on the show and sharing your wealth of information with our clients. And I want to also just mention to the listeners that as soon as I hang up, if you'd like to hear me on another station as the guest on the show, I'm going to be on sarfmradio.com. That's sarfmradio.com. Talking about what inoculations do. So if you're a new listener and you'd like to hear about that, please do tune into that station. So thank you very much, Dr. Smith and Dr. Cuss, and I wish you continued good luck in getting your product out there, and I promise you I will do everything I can to promote it.
Thank you, Dr. Carley.
Thank you, Dr. Carley. Best to you.
Okay. All right. Bye. Have a good night, and stay tuned next week's show, folks, for another edition of What's Ailing America. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.